Hey, John McCann here, and I had the opportunity to huddle up with former Duke University running back and wide receiver Desmond Scott. That guy is still making moves. Des, it's been how many years since you suited up for Duke University?
It's actually been 6 years. December 26th was my last time suiting up for Duke in Charlotte for the Belt Bowl.
What you doing that game?
I have no idea, to be honest. I know I had a good game. I had over 100 yards receiving, maybe like 16 catches, something like that. We lost. That's all that matters at the end of the day.
But, Des, I still see you 6 years later. Here you are still smiling. Now, if I have my facts straight, you didn't make it to the NFL, right?
That's correct. And little do you know and people know, I didn't want to.
Come on, Des, like, we're talking real talk right here. You're a young man who did what you did here in Durham, North Carolina, at Hillside High School and Southern High School. You went to Duke, had a nice career. You never had a desire to play in the National Football League.
No, I think my parents did a very good job at keeping life real for me. I played football because it was fun and I was good at it. And it brought joy to my family members and my friends. So I played it because I was good. You know, for the longest time, starting in middle school, I was better than everybody else. You know, so that's why I played. But I always wanted to do something else. You know, when adults ask you as a kid, what do you want to do when you get older? Football was never my response. It might have been lawyer, it might have been doctor, one of those things. But football was never, you know, the out for me, if you will. And then, as you know, I went on to teach K-6 after I graduated from Duke.
Well, here you are, no longer in the game, but you're keeping other people in the game by helping them improve their health and fitness. Very nice studio here that I'm looking at. So, obviously, this is your passion now.
Absolutely, absolutely. I definitely believe I was put here on this earth to teach. As a teacher of K-6 students, the Lord said, no, your platform is too big, right? You have the opportunity to be a teacher of the minis, whether they are kindergarten students or people who I was just training, Miss Sherry, 55 in age, you know? So I'm a teacher of the masses.
What do you want? It's like you're creating a movement here, man. Am I looking at this the right way?
Absolutely. MDH Fitness, which is the brand, our company, which stands for My Dose of Healthy Fitness, and Prime Athletic Training and Fitness Institute, which is the location, is definitely a movement. You know, we're based upon faith, family, and fitness, and individuals know that when they come in here, that's what they're going to get. They're going to get that faith aspect. They're going to get a family aspect, whether they join with a friend or a family member or not. They'll make a friend and a family member. And then the fitness part is, we believe that we truly are the number one fitness company in North Carolina.
Yeah, and I see all shapes and sizes in here. So it's like folks can come in here and not feel intimidated, but yet it's all about getting that work in.
By all means. I had a young lady comment on a picture of mine the other day, and she said, as a plus size woman, you know, I love to see other plus size women at your gym. You know, here we're all about work, period. We don't care how it's getting done. Are you working? Are you giving your best foot every time that you come in here? And if you can say yes, that's good enough for me, and that's good enough for all the members that's here as well.
Years ago, I remember you being at Hillside High School taking guys through a workout. Had you started a gym at that time?
I think I did. The end of 2013 was a busy, busy time for me. And I think it was the summer of 2014 that you saw me at Hillside. And if that is the case, I was, or I did have a gym, rather. Wasn't this large. I was at an 800 square foot facility with no AC and no heat. So if it was hot outside, it was hot in the gym. If it was cold outside, it was cold in the gym. And the Lord has definitely blessed me to be able to have heat and air here in this 11,000 square foot facility, whether I turn it on or not.
Well, you know, you're a guy who obviously knows where he's going. Now, you're telling us that the NFL was not your vision, your dream. So sitting where you sit now in this 11,000 square foot facility, was that your dream from when I saw you at Hillside High School, from when you had the 800 square foot facility? Was this your dream? Like, and give it to me real, Des.
I'm not where I want to be yet.
So this is not the last stop?
No, definitely not. Whether we go larger or just multiple facilities. This is not my last stop. I actually have a floor plan of something that's much, much larger than this that's already complete. The determining factor of if I go larger is, can we keep this same culture and environment in a larger facility?
Before we wrap it up, Dez, I'm still stuck on the football thing. I'm still stuck on you being a Division I college athlete, and I'm going to go back to the whole thing of he was a university that used your body and did what they did, and yet you don't seem to be bitter, and you don't seem to have this mentality that Duke University owes you something. Help me out with that.
Well, they give it to me every time that somebody comes up and says, Desmond Scott, they used to play for Duke. And I said, yeah, I used to play for Duke, but now I do this. There's no need to be bitter. There's no need to be stressed. For what? You know, it's all a part of God's plan. The path, right? I just look at it as the next step in my life. And that was a ledge. I use this metaphor all the time. In order to get to the top of a mountain, you have to have jagged rocks and edges and ledges to climb on to, right? And Duke was just that, you know, a stepping stone to get to where I am now and to continue to propel me forward to where I want to be in the next years.
So is that to say it was a quid pro quo that, you know, Duke did some things for you, you did some things for Duke? You didn't need to necessarily get paid at the time. You got a free education. You don't have any college loans like a lot of folks do. So you're straight.
I'm more than straight. I'm blessed, man. My girlfriend is here with me. We're progressing forward with this gym. We're learning how to be in a relationship and have this balance of life and business. Duke owes me nothing. You know, what they gave me? They gave me... They taught me how to balance being a student athlete, right? I don't think it gets too much harder than being a student athlete at Duke. To be able to balance being a student athlete at Duke, honestly, was one of the toughest things that I've had to do, you know, which makes being a business owner not that tough. You know, I have my moments where I'm like, man, do I want to do this? Matter of fact, I have those pretty often. And I ask myself, you sure? And then I'm sure. And keep pressing.
Desmond Scott, I appreciate it.
Yes, indeed, man. I appreciate you for coming here and spending this morning with me. Good to see you as always.